Good morning. It is a Thursday morning. That means Mr. Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AllOnSego.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Well, many of us have been confronted with scam phone calls, and I guess you've outdone yourself in Otsego County. There's so many scams going on right now.
Yeah, yes, sir. Troop C, our local state police barracks, has issued a warning about telephone scams. Here's one example. An 88-year-old Lawrence woman gets a call from, the caller says, Cooperstown Police. She's told, your granddaughter has been in a crash. The girl is fine, but her car has been impounded, and she needs $4,000 in cash to get it out. The woman's told, wrap the money in a sweater and mail it to Staten Island. And she does it, shipping it overnight from Oneonta. Apparently, if you wrap cash in cloth, the post office scanner can't pick up on it, so it can't be traced. Then the same person calls back and asks for 4 Home Depot gift cards. This time the woman asks, is this a scam? The caller answers, thanks for playing, and hangs up. Now, this sounds absurd, it's crazy, but this kind of thing has netted $70,000 from Otsego County people this year alone, according to Trooper Agat Dembinska, the Troop C spokesperson. We've been inundated, she said. For some reason, this is happening more often in Otsego than any other county in the Troop C jurisdiction. Our district attorney, John Mule, said in some cases, scammers have figured out how to make it look like they're calling from a local number, and this, in some cases, causes people to lower their guard. Sometimes the callers say they're policemen, or from the IRS, or from the utility company. Sometimes your granddaughter's hurt. Sometimes you've won the lottery. Here's one more example. In Worcester, a 35-year-old man gets a call from someone who claims to be from the FBI. He's told he's a subject of an investigation because a car he used to own was found in Texas with drugs and money in it. They tell him his identity was stolen, and he needs to buy gift cards to prove who he is and text the caller the numbers on the back. Otherwise, the Treasury Department will seize his assets. So this man, I'm not kidding, David, this man goes out and buys $4,000 in gift cards from Walgreens, Walmart, Hannaford, and so on, and yes, he texts the numbers as told. When he shares this with family members, they tell him he's been scammed. Now, David, I have to admit, I don't understand the logic of this, but to some folks, that doesn't matter. I guess the takeaway is don't send cash or gift cards to anyone you don't know, and maybe don't answer your phone.
Some good advice today from Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AllOtSego.com. Be careful out there, everyone. There's our conversation also online at WAMC.org. Jim, thanks as always.
Well, thank you, David.